Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Help! We fired our CEO, and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence, and you're going to know what you know what I'm what I mean. You'll learn what I mean when you realize who's going to be with us next. Rick Lepsinger is back. Rick's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of On Point Consulting, the co-author of Flexible Leadership, and a new book called Virtual Teams, which he's also co-authored with Darlene DeRosa, and he's here to talk to us about some really groundbreaking research that he and Darlene did on virtual teams. Rick Lepsinger, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Rick, now you guys went out and did research on what the landscape looked like for virtual teams, right?
That's right. Now, we wanted to, a lot of organizations, both because of the global economy and this whole availability of technology, are starting to work much more in what we're calling geographically distributed groups,
right.
People around the country or even around the world that still need to collaborate in order to get work done.
Well, that's exactly right, and it's happening more and more. I do it in my organization. We've had employees who lived other places. We have very important, I call them vendor partners, because they're mm-hmm. taking a big piece of our, you know, of our responsibility of our business, but they live in other countries, you know, and in fact, one of them didn't start out in another country, but he moved to another country.
It's not unusual to have employees or partners that you've actually never met face to face.
All the time. In fact, the one I'm talking about, I've never met. We've been working together for years. We've never met, but yet he's a vendor partner. I mean, we've been doing this a long time. So you felt that there was enough out there that was worth going out and seeing what they were up to. What did you find?
Yeah, well, we found a number of things. I guess the most interesting thing we found is that a lot of organizations really don't prepare their teams to work in a virtual setting. But the other thing we found, you know, a lot of people were looking for, you know, the secret sauce, you know, to mm-hmm. for us to have identified the yet undiscovered leadership behavior that works in a virtual setting. And the thing that the study actually did was to confirm that it's not necessarily a different set of leader behaviors, but it's being able to both use those skills and adjust your behavior to accommodate for the unique challenges that a virtual environment presents to you.
So managing a virtual team, you're saying, is similar to managing a team that's in front of your very eyes?
It's similar in terms of the kinds of skills you need. Like, for instance, you still need to build strong relationships. You need to manage conflict. You need to be able to coach people, give people feedback, but the environment when people are not face to face makes doing those things very, very difficult. And the best virtual leaders are able to both use technology and adjust their behavior in a way that replicates a face to face environment
mm-hmm.
and closes that virtual gap that creates a lot of difficulties in communication
mm-hmm.
and building trust and problem solving and things like that.
Well, I'll tell you, virtual teams are, I mean, I've done it, and it is harder than real teams. It's harder to manage a virtual team, and by a factor, by a magnitude. Even when you have the best people, even when you have people you can count on, you know you can count on.
Yeah. Yeah, Jim, even I think that's the trap that a lot of organizations face. They assume that it's exactly the same because it seems very similar. But in fact, it's actually very, very different. The you can't just take what you do with face-to-face teams and just apply it to the virtual setting, because some of the challenges you face about infrequent face-to-face contact, the differences in time zones, and the significant dependence on technology really makes the work different. And it's almost an illusion that it appears to be the same, but in fact it's quite different.
It's difficult, but it can be done, and that's the reason why I'm excited about Rick's book, Virtual Team Success, and we're going to talk some more about it. We're going to talk about what does it look like when it needs help, when you need to improve it, and how do you improve it, right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.